Chapter 5. Dinah sat for a while and seethed. It was obvious that Senator Fry had no further need of her expertise this evening, and she had no taste for Krum Kauka or further admonitions from the likes of Valerie Ives. The woman might be a good attorney, but she had a serious charm deficit, and her answers to Dinah's questions had been decidedly equivocal. If the seed vault had been a bastion of the world's seed stocks until now, Tilcorp was scheming to change that, and Colt Sheridan seemed willing to lend the power of his office to help them. The waitstaff removed the mirrored room dividers and left her feeling exposed. The dining room had emptied except for her and a pair of lovers who occupied a table in the back corner. They gazed adoringly into each other's eyes and fondled each other's hands. They seemed to be in a world of their own, a perfect world that needed nothing more than their mutually requited love. Dinah shook off a twinge of nostalgia and headed back to her room. On her way through the lobby, she stopped and peered out through the glass panels of the front door. She hadn't noticed when she arrived, but rows of blue Christmas lights had been strung around the entrance. It had started to snow, and in the glow of the twinkling blue lights, it looked like a scene in a shaken snow globe. All of a sudden, she felt unaccountably sad, as if Judy Garland were warbling, "Have yourself a merry little Christmas," in her ear. For pity's sake, she gave herself a mental slap. There was no sense second-guessing herself. Christmas was over, and she'd done the right thing when she told John no. She didn't have the stick...